when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Good morning, Demello. Doing it solo this morning. Nikki's away and just me sorting out the prize action for today, and there's plenty of good stuff to go. We've got one more shot, Money or the Mystery Box, thanks to MasterChef, which is now obviously back on 10. And speaking of winning, no West Aussies came out on top with the enormous Powerball amount from last night. $80 million up for grabs in Powerball. Two Division 1 winners, both from New South Wales. One hasn't come forward, but one we do know about is a grandma whose grandson apparently told her she was going to win this week. And turns out, here she is with $40 million in her skyrocket. Be a big pocket too, full of $40 million. Anyway, for the rest of us, work it is. Hey, would you be okay with getting your COVID vaccine from Bunnings? The hardware giant has hinted at the possibility of using its almost 300-odd stores as vaccination hubs to help with Australia's jab rollout, because there are some criticising, saying that it's moving a bit slow. According to The Guardian, the company's open to helping the federal government in a bid to speed up the rollout across the suburbs. Pop in for all your hardware needs and a sausage and a jab. It's not a sausage injection, by the way. That's an entirely different thing. Why not? I reckon if they had a doctor at Bunnings, more blokes would get their checkups.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
So the Anzac Day long weekend is almost here and double demerits have already arrived, as I'm sure you are aware. You can get details of all the services and commemorations that are happening across the region at coastlive.com.au. And don't forget to take your radio if you plan on joining the driveway services again this year. It's looking like it's going to be another popular option. And the coast will have the official stuff from 6 a.m. That's on Sunday, by the way, for Anzac Day. And now in basketball, the Coast Cup is on tonight. Mandurah Magic play the Rockingham Flames on their home turf. Women from 6:30, men from 8:30 at the Mike Barnett Sports Complex in Rockingham. Then the Magic play at the Mandurah Aquatic and Recreation Centre Saturday night against Geraldton. That game kicks off from 7 o'clock. And it's April 23. It's World Book Day. So inspire you to maybe, you know, get some old-fashioned paper-style reading going on. It's also National Take a Chance Day. Apparently the saying is the biggest risk is not taking one. So there you go. I don't know. Maybe eat that polony that's past its use-by date. Is that the kind of chance they're talking about? And Naples in Italy is creating a DNA database of all of its resident dogs. Why? Well, so that they can identify who's responsible for any little deposits that might get left on footpaths. Any dog poo will be tested against the database and the owner of the dog will be sent a bill for 500 euros. So it's like, it's a wee bit short of like 800 bucks, our money. And by the way, they aren't the only ones in the world that are doing this, but so far, no Aussie councils are currently taking advantage of the services of the company behind this. I believe the one they're talking about is Poo Prints, which is not a horrible kind of picture service. No. Poo Prints markets itself as the DNA solution to dog waste. And if you want to check out their unique range of offerings, pooprints.com is their website. But 500 euro if they identify the crap as your dog's. I wonder if the fine's bigger if it turns out to belong to the owner.
It's time for Nikki and Demello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Come on, you say it for us, Dana. What's the game?
Mystery box or cash?
Mystery box or cash. I'll take that. We'll go with money or the mystery box is the official one, but I like mystery box or cash. It's all good. Dana from Pinjarra. Sorry, that was a question without notice. You okay? You're good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Nice. What are you up to today? Because it's Friday and there's a long weekend coming up. Are you enjoying all of that?
I'm actually on my way to university for an exam.
Oh, exam. That's terrible. But then you get 3 days off.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, good luck with the exam. What are you doing? What's the exam in?
What is my exam? Pharmacology.
It's going to go beautifully. I can tell. I can feel it right now. All right. Yeah. So you've got the last chance at money or the mystery box here. You need that code word before we can go any further. What's that?
Sorry?
The code word.
Oh, Elimination.
All right, there we go. So now it's a simple question of, are you taking the $50 on offer, the one that you can see, or are you going to put that aside and go with the mystery box?
I'm going to go with the mystery box.
You're going to go the mystery box on the very last opportunity. All right, well, there's $50. There it goes over there. And inside the box is all the cash in the till, $460.50. Would nearly $500 come in handy in your world?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, it's not, you know, the $80 million Powerball jackpot from last night, sure, but it is $460.50. That's at least dinner or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like 10,000 cup noodles.
You're speaking my language, Dana. Nice work. Congratulations. Spend it wisely or however you like.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And DeMello looking after it for this Friday. First off, Wonder Woman Gal Gadot has announced she's expecting a third Bubwa. That's what she calls them. Okay, I made that up.
It's baby girl number three.
Ooh, oh, yes. My goodness.
Yes, we're sticking to what we know.
Stick to what you know. Good advice. Alanis Morissette's performed her new song on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. I Miss the Band was recently released as a standalone single. Proceeds from the track going towards Backline, an organisation which connects music industry professionals and their families with mental health resources. Here's some of her stunning remote performance.
Dinosaur band, 1 + 1 = 50, and holding without you, and there's not a day that goes by where I don't hear.
And no doubt that will be a part of the show. Alanis is at RAC Arena December 4. And it looks like Cardi B is getting into the beauty game. The 28-year-old and her company Wash Poppin' Inc. have apparently filed legal documents this week securing the rights to trademark the phrase body beauty. Bardi. Well, yeah, why not? According to TMZ, Cardi plans to use Bardi Beauty to market a slew of different products, including makeup, fragrances, hair care, skin care, and nail polish. Finally, all your prayers have been answered.
Nikki and DeMello.
97.3, Coast FM.